Jerry Bader Show 922. It's one of those stories that everybody who knows about it is talking about. Obviously, more so here in Wisconsin than just about anywhere else. But it's also one, if you look at any of the national news sites or anything else, it's one of those, how did this happen? It is shocking on any number of levels that anyone can be this indifferent to human life, that anyone of such a young age can already be so warped. And perhaps the third thing, that nobody saw it coming. It's the story of the two preteens in Waukesha who plotted, apparently for months, to kill their friend. And this has, I don't know if exposed is the right word, but brought attention to an online phenomenon, which I will admit I knew nothing about. As Ellen Gabler writes in the Journal Sentinel, the 12-year-old girls have been plotting the murder for months, police say. Morgan Geiser was allowed to have two friends over each year for her birthday. This year, she'd celebrate on May 30th. That's the day she and Anissa E. Wire were tried to kill their friend during a sleepover. On Monday, the two Waukesha girls were charged in Waukesha County Circuit Court as adults. This is another element of this. With attempted first-degree intentional homicide, each facing up to 65 years in prison, their victim, another 12-year-old from Waukesha, was stabbed 19 times by either Geiser or Wire or both, according to a criminal complaint. All three attend Horning Middle School in Waukesha. Geiser and Wire are being held on $500,000 bail each. The preteens attempted murder, they told police, to pay homage to a fictional character who they believed was real after reading about him on a website devoted to horror stories. That would be Slender Man, which has become an absolute phenomenon. On Saturday, a bicyclist found the victim lying on the sidewalk, covered in blood, injuries to her arms, legs, and torso. She managed to crawl out of the woods where the suspects had left her. She had rushed to a hospital where she was in stable condition Monday evening, but fighting for her life. A Waukesha County Sheriff's deputy found Geiser and Wire hours later, walking near I-94 in Waukesha. A knife with a 5-inch blade was in Wire's backpack. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel normally does not name juveniles involved in crimes, but is naming the suspects because they are in adult court and because of the severity of the charges. Severity of the charges shouldn't mean anything. They're in adult court. Both suspects explained the stabbing to police, referencing their dedication to Slender Man, the character they discovered on a website called Creepypasta Wiki, which is devoted to horror stories. Our morning show here in Green Bay did a very good segment on this morning. I think whatever station you're listening to, the program Ground Zero is on 11 o'clock at night. I'm pretty sure, I know it is here in Green Bay. I'm pretty sure it is in Wausau and Sheboygan as well. The host of that did a show on this recently and has something on the website, Slender Man, Proof of a Modern Tulpa. Tulpa is your worst fears personified. I've often presented the concept of media portrayals of various themes or events as not only programming of the mind, but even mechanical invocations of entities and tulpas, which are actually our fears personified. And then he spends a lot of time talking about this phenomenon before he actually gets to Slender Man. Talks about others that have fit this bill. Freddy Krueger from the Nightmare on Elm Street stories. And others. It's referred to as the Tulpa Effect. While many people will still say that Slender Man is just a boogeyman created on the internet, many people have seen him in the real world, and many people are very frightened of the entity. That's what this is. It's a fictional character, to be sure, but I'm telling you, some people believe it might be real. It originated as an internet meme created by Something Awful Forums user Eric Knudsen in 2009. It is depicted as resembling a thin, unnaturally tall man with a blank and usually featureless face and wearing a black suit. The Slender Man is commonly said to stalk, abduct, or traumatize people, particularly children. The Slender Man is not tied to any particular story, but appears in many disparate works of fiction, mostly composed online. The Wikipedia entry actually has what happened over the weekend. On May 31st, Morgan Geiser and Anissa Wire, 12-year-old girls in Waukesha, Wisconsin, held down and stabbed a 12-year-old friend 19 times. When later questioned later by authorities, they claimed they wished to commit a murder as a first step to becoming proxies or acolytes of the Slender Man, having read about it online. Now, the victim is stable, but still clinging to life at last word. After the news, I want to get into this and how this is going to be blamed for what these two girls did. And I'm going to want to get your thoughts on it. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. By the way, as we go to break, some of you heard me take up a topic about the local race of clerk of circuit courts. There are actually four candidates in that Republican primary, not just two. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal.